Yeah, I think that's probably close to my best match that I've played over the last month, I think, on the clay. And yeah, I mean, for all of one little blemish there, trying to serve out the match in the first time, it was a really clean match. I felt like I was in control. I got the balls that I wanted, and I was able to put the balls in difficult positions for Maddie, and you know, really, really happy with how we went about it.
Ash, congratulations for today. Very well done. I thought the best shot on the court today was your backhand slice. Were you surprised how many you got to hit, because you dominated the point? You got the ball low, you took the power out of it, you took her out of her game, but she kept going there. Did you feel that she was going there too much, or you wanted the ball there?
Oh, I think today I actually felt like I had a better mix of slice and topspinners probably to my other matches. My other matches I've been a little bit slice heavy, so it was important for me today to try and mix that up a little bit more. But obviously, it's a shot that I love to use as much as I can to my advantage. And if I put it in the right positions, I know that it's tough for my opponents to go anywhere but back to that spot. So, yeah, I felt like I used it well today, but also thought I served very well today to enable myself to be in control of a lot of the points.
Ash, match point, getting there, what was the overriding emotion?
I was pretty happy that I had three of them in a row, to be honest. And yeah, I think it was just a really clean match. I was super clear with how I wanted to play. I felt like I executed well early, and I knew that I wasn't going to get too many chances, particularly on Maddie's serve. So being able to take both of them pretty quickly was really nice. And yeah, as I said, I felt like I probably served the best that I have in the last month, which was able to get me in control of a lot of the points.
Ash, this is your first slam semi-final. Just how does it feel that it's happened on a surface that you're probably least familiar with, that you've always had the potential to play well on, but it's taken more time?
Oh, it's incredible. I felt like for myself and my team, we've approached this clay court season a little bit differently to others, and have really enjoyed it. We've embraced it, and have been playing some pretty good tennis. And ultimately, I feel like when I'm able to play my game style and my kind of tennis, I can match it with everyone regardless of what surface it is on. So super excited. And the fact that we're still here in, you know, the last few days is incredible.
Your next opponent is Anisimova. So I was wondering, how much do you know about her? And two of semi-finalists are teenager. So how do you see this situation?
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing for WTA tennis. And I think the way that Amanda must have played, I didn't see it today, but the way that she must have played must have been incredible. I haven't seen much of her in general, haven't played against her. So it's a clean slate for both of us, and an exciting opportunity for all four of us that are in the semis. And I know that we're all very excited. It's just an amazing situation to be in.
Yeah, Ash, have you seen the scheduling for tomorrow yet?
Yes, I have.
How do you feel about the two women's semis getting moved forward and onto the two lesser courts, if you like, and the men staying in Philippe Chatrier?
Yeah, I think obviously we would love to play on Chatrier, but for me personally, I'm excited to be in a semi-final. It doesn't really matter which court I play on. I'm in a semi-final. I'm going to be ready to play. And yes, of course, we would have loved to have played on Chatrier. It's a beautiful court, but in saying that, all four of us will be ready and prepared and go out there and enjoy it.
Ash, when you took a break from the tour, what did you miss about that? And when you made the decision to come back, was part of your motivation the belief that you could compete for Grand Slams?
Oh, it was always the goal, is to come back and try and put myself in a position where I'm playing against the world's best and competing against the world's best. But when I had my time off, I think it was just a gradual progression of missing the competition, missing what I love. I love this sport, and I'm very lucky to be in the position that I am now, and with an amazing team around me where, you know, we're enjoying it, we're having a lot of fun, and having some amazing results.
Ash, in Miami, when you finished off the hard court season and get that big title, and we transitioned onto the clay, and you said, yeah, I'm going to embrace it. I just need exposure to it. It's not like I can't play on clay, all that stuff. But you're also just playing great this year, haven't really had a bad tournament. So how much do you chalk up the success on the clay swing, and obviously here in Paris, to I'm just playing good tennis, and that's where my level is right now? And how much of it is I've improved my clay court tennis, and that's why this result has come?
A bit of both, definitely. I think my consistency over the last 18 months has been so much better than it had previously throughout my career. And I think we've approached this clay court season to really enjoy it. I think that was first and foremost, and to know that I don't have to change the way that I play too much. It's about going out there, getting exposure to it, trying to get as many matches as possible, and I feel like I'm learning every single match. And obviously I'm doing some things very well. There are still some things that I would love to do better, regardless of what surface I'm playing on. But It's been an incredible few months to start off the year, and definitely just riding that wave at the moment.
How much have you seen of Amanda play, and what do you expect to be the most important deciding factor in tomorrow's semifinal?
Haven't seen much at all, to be honest. Probably all of 20 minutes. I think one of her matches was on right before one of mine earlier in the week, and so I think I'll sit down with my coach tonight and try and work out a game plan, try and work out ways that I can be effective against her and my tennis can be effective against her, and then come out tomorrow and try and execute as best that I can. And whatever happens, it's been an incredible tournament, and I'm in a position now where I really, really just get to enjoy the next few days.
Congratulations, Ash. Are you surprised how much the draw's really opened up for you? And you must feel kind of pretty confident that, you know, you can go all the way.
I think it's opened up in a seeding regard, but I think the other three girls in the semi-finalists are playing incredible tennis, and even though it's a first time for a few of us, and Joe's obviously had some exposure to semi-finals before, it's you can't take absolutely anything away from them. They've played amazing tennis, and even though they don't have a seeding next to their name necessarily, it doesn't mean they're any less of a player. And I think they've played an incredible tournament, obviously, to be in this position, and are enjoying it. And I think it's an opportunity for all four of us to go out there and try and continue that. And I think we certainly can't take away anything from those players.
You're the top ranked player among the semifinalists. What does it give you? Do you think it gives you an advantage?
Not necessarily. No, as I just said, all four of us have been playing great tennis. It's a new situation for me. It's a little bit in new territory. So I think, I'm not quite sure what to expect tomorrow, but I'll prepare and do the best that I can to keep it normal. And obviously, it's a little bit of a different buzz and a little bit of a different electricity. But ultimately, I'll try and prepare and do everything exactly the same and try and play my best tennis.
Pat Cash just said that you're probably the smartest player on tour. He said Madison was up pulling her hair out today, you know, trying to find out a way to beat you. Is that something that you particularly enjoy, you know, sort of the kind of the solving the puzzle type of tennis?
No, definitely. I've always enjoyed that part of it. And I think when I first started playing the game, Jim, my coach, taught me as many shots as possible. And probably the toughest thing for me has been making sure I make the right decisions, and I feel like I'm getting better at that every single day. And it is a puzzle out there. It's a little bit of a chess game in a way. And I think the one-on-one competition I love, and all I'm trying to do is everything in my power to beat the girl down the other end of the court. That's certainly what I love about it.
Ash, that sense of calm around you. Can you talk about that progress that you've made off court over the past year or so, please?
Oh, it's been amazing. I actually said to Tyza a couple of days ago, this tournament's felt very quiet to me. It's felt relaxed, and it's been quite bizarre because we're at a slam, obviously, but it's in my mind, it's been a very quiet tournament, and I feel like I'm playing some of the best tennis that I have. Today was certainly some of the best tennis that I've played on clay in my career, and particularly over the last month. But it's an exciting position to be in, and tomorrow, hopefully, we can do much of the same.
Allowing for the fact that you're in the middle of a slam, have you let yourself have a gentle cast of the eye on the World Cup, Cricket World Cup?
I have.
And when your thoughts so far?
There's been a few spanners thrown into it. I know the Aussies are playing now, and checked the score right after I got off the court, and they're on a little bit of strife, but No, it's nice to have something else to watch and to focus on. It's going to be an amazing couple of months of cricket for Australians in general, but also for the world. I think they'll be glued to it, whether it's the cricket, the Soccer World Cup for the women, obviously for tennis as well. It's a pretty busy period too.
Ash, this is exactly 3 years ago today. Your name reappeared on the rankings outside of the 600s. Now you'll be in the top five after this tournament. What do you think that three-year journey says about Ash Barty?
Yeah, Ty's just showed me that tweet, I think it was, and it's remarkable. It feels like just yesterday that we jumped on the plane to come over here and start again, and so much has happened in between. I've grown as a person and obviously as a player as well, but I've had some heartbreaking moments. I've had some amazing moments, but all in all, I've enjoyed every single minute, and I think that's been the biggest thing, that I haven't had one ounce of regret. I felt like when I came back, it was my decision. We did it my way, it's paying dividends.
Ash, you talked earlier about your consistency, and I think that's one of the hardest things in the sport to do it time after time. Well, what do you have to do to make sure that you're able to do that, you know, all the time instead of just like once every couple of tournaments?
Yeah, that's the challenge. I think it comes down to scheduling correctly, working correctly off the court, and obviously putting it into practice as often as possible. It's tough when our season is a 10 or 11 month season. But I think there are peaks in the season that obviously you would love to be ready for. But it's also important to be ready for every single tournament. And I think that's what we've been able to do, is to pick and choose our tournaments in a way to make sure that I'm prepared for every single one. I give my best at every single one, and knowing that it won't always come off with the result that we want, but we keep chipping away, we keep working, and eventually it'll turn and it'll come your way.
You described the tournament as being quiet before, and I'm just wondering exactly what you mean by the word quiet. Is it like quiet in your mind, or is it quiet where you're staying, or do you feel the crowds are quieter? Like, what do you mean by that?
I think mostly it's quiet in my mind, and obviously I'm not one that spends too much time on site. Usually I come in and kind of do what I need to do and get out pretty quickly. So it's been nice to be here when I've needed to be, to play, to prepare, and have loved every single minute of that. But also I feel like I've done a really good job of switching off this week in particular, and enjoying that quiet time, enjoying the other sports and interests that I have that are going on around the world at the moment, to make sure that it's not just always about tennis. It's not always about me. Always keeping in contact with my family and keeping that very normal. But I think, it's just been a really relaxed, quiet tournament in my mind.